Welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre Show, episode 127, and it's a Monday, February 4th, 2019. I am Narn.
And this is Ray.
Yes, welcome everyone to our show where we talk about gay stories, geek news, and bizarre topics. Ray, belated Groundhog Day. Well, we had Groundhog Day last Saturday.
Well, true, but you know, it was more like Trump Hog Day, because if he didn't see his wall when he came out, it was six more weeks of shutdown.
Oh no, that's right. Ray just went political. Anyway, so yep. last Groundhog Day, we all got bored at home. I was just home. I didn't do anything. So it's a good thing you called or you messaged. What are we gonna do? Okay, let's have a game night. So that's what we did.
Yeah,
Ray and I met up with Julio and we played Face 10. That was fun.
It was fun, except that you cheated.
How did I cheat? How exactly did I cheat?
I don't know. I haven't figured it out, but I think you had cards up your sleeves or something, because you kept winning way too well. You won both rounds, so...
Yes. I was getting the hang of it. I was going by the numbers. So.
Right.
Face 10 is a card game where you make two sets, three sets, and three sets of a run, things like that. It's a point system. It's almost like Canasta, only simpler. So it was pretty good.
Yeah. And we went to Paul and Young's Super Bowl party.
Yeah, we did that. And it was a Adam Levine concert with a game around it, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, it pretty much the best meme I saw today about it on Facebook was, so people paid $7,000 for a Maroon 5 concert and to watch people punt.
Yes, that's right. And the game was really boring.
Whole thing was boring.
Yeah. And well, for one thing, at first it was like nobody could score on the first half, and then they only scored 3-0 and then 3-3 and then 10-3. I mean, it was really low scoring, and I don't know what's going on there.
So, all I got to say is the coach for the Rams is just hot.
Yeah, some of the coaches there are really hot, too. Yeah. So it was fun, though, because we had food. I brought egg rolls, the usual. Did you bring anything, like chips or drinks?
I brought some chips and sodas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I keep forgetting to bring ice. Usually run out of ice.
Well, other people brought ice, so.
Yeah. And then we went to Paul and Young's, and then shout out to Paul and Young. Thank you for hosting a great party. We were having technical difficulties, and leave it to the Asians to fix the TV.
Right.
Well, I was kind of helping Young on the living room TV. Well, the other living room TV. So
yeah. I don't know if I'm gonna go to that Super Bowl party next year. I don't know if I'm just getting too old, but it was too loud. And I was trying to listen to the commercials and some of the game, and it was just too much. And by halftime was over with, I'm like, I'm ready to go home.
Oh, yeah. So. Well, we finished it anyway, so we got to see, because, you know, Mike's into Super Bowl. For one thing, I think
you were there so you could rub up on all the Bears walking through. Don't even try. You stayed to watch the game or anything.
I did watch the game.
So no, I don't think you watched the game at all.
I did too. But anyway, Mike stayed home. He boycotted going to the bars or going to the...
Well, he probably would get beaten up wearing his Patriots.
Yeah, the whole New Orleans, actually, because of the thought of being cheated on, you know, New Orleans lost because of some bad call. And then I think many of the gay bars in New Orleans did not show the game.
Yeah.
And they wanted to boycott the Super Bowl. So he just, but Mike, of course, Mike was happy because the Patriots won, because he loves the Patriots.
Yeah. So, well, now Tom Brady has all the Infinity Stones, so he can now rule the universe.
That's right. He's got 6 wins, so yeah, he just needs to snap his fingers. Yeah. I think it's about time for him to retire. Is he retiring? I don't know.
I don't know.
All right, Ray, let's go to our stories. What's our first story, Ray?
Okay, our first gay this week. Armed protester attempts to disrupt drag queen story time in Houston. A protester armed with a gun barged into a Houston public library this past weekend in an attempt to disrupt drag queen story time. James Doc Green Sr., who was previously issued a trespass warning by the Houston Public Library for similar protest, entered the Freed Montrose Library on Saturday at 1:45 p.m., excuse me, just minutes before the monthly story time event was to begin. When Green refused to leave, the library management called the police for help. A spokesperson for the Houston Police Department told Outsmart magazine, a manager asked us for assistance because Green was banned from the library and would not leave when he was asked. He was previously banned for filming children at the library and has been known to cause disturbances, she added. Several officers had to escort him out. Green, a conservative radio host for Raging Elephants Radio, was disarmed by the police, put in handcuffs, and placed in a police car. At that point, he began to complain of chest pains. An ambulance was called and Green was transported to a local hospital. At some point after the police arrived, Green began recording the incident. He posted part of the video to YouTube where you can see the questions why he was being ejected from the library. How am I trespassing? Asked Green in the video. I want the law. I want to see the law. How many cops does it take to tell me what the law is? You are giving a trespass warning, an officer responds. They have requested for you not to be on the property anymore. After several minutes of citing his status as a taxpayer and member of the press, at the 4:10 mark, Green is shown the trespass affidavit, but he disregards it. The police then escort him out of the building where he declares for the camera, we have a bunch of homosexuals that are molesting children, and they're doing it with your help. The district attorney declined to press charges.
Yeah, it's just really a guy trying to be famous.
Yeah. And this is not the first time the drag queen story hour in Houston's come under fire. I think he was the same one that tried to get an injunction against the library for hosting the story time.
Yeah.
But because of all the press that the drag queen story hour has gotten, it's brought in more kids and more parents bringing their kids in for the story time.
Yeah, it's just stupid of him. And just, it's the bar, it's the Streisand effect, right? Don't talk about it. If you talk about it, then people would come even. So yeah. I'd like to see one of these drag queen stories. It should be. It should be probably either hilarious. But do you think, because I'm just speculating, do you think the drag queen telling the story would tell probably, you know, toilet jokes that that would go over their head? They won't, right? Because they're kids.
I don't think so. I think it's very well, of my understanding, I've never been to one, but I'm pretty sure they're very cautious and do a very good job of reading to the kids.
Mm-hmm. So they're just people really wearing drag and then telling the stories.
Yeah.
And it just really so this claim by Green that a bunch of homosexuals are molesting children, in what way? Are there videos of it? And I don't know. I mean, are there parents complaining? He's just really
That's the whole thing. The parents have to be there, the children. So I don't know. Yeah. It's just one of those right wing crazy nut jobs that we have to deal with. Yeah. Kind of like Trump.
That's right. All right, let's go to another a good story, though. This is a good story from New Jersey. New Jersey becomes the second state in the nation to require that schools teach LGBT history. So that's good. That's good, right? So New Jersey has become the second state in the nation after California to adopt a law that requires schools to teach about LGBT history in a move hailed by civil rights groups as a step toward inclusion and fairness. Governor Phil Murphy, a Democrat, who promised to promote equality for gay and transgender people during his campaign, signed the bill Thursday. Among those celebrated the news was Jamie Brusehoff of Vernon, whose 12-year-old transgender child, Rebecca, spoke in support of the bill in Trenton in December. So the bill is so important for our young people, Brusehoff said. They need to see examples of themselves in the history being taught and in classes they are going to teach each day. We know representation matters. By learning about LGBTQ people who have made amazing contributions to their current country, they are seeing possibilities for themselves and hope for the future, she said. Under the measure, public schools must include lessons about the political, economic and social contributions of individuals who are gay and transgender starting in the 2020 and 2021 school year. Yes. So 2 years from now. The bill also requires teaching about contributions of people who are disabled. The law does not apply to private schools, which is kind of predictable. Leaders of civil rights and advocacy groups said the law will give students a fuller history of the United States, promote understanding, and help children feel included in school. Our youth deserves to see how diverse American history truly is and how they can be a part of it one day too, said Christian Foscarino, executive director of the advocacy group Garden State Equality. Okay, so this is good that they're the second state that actually promote teaching LGBT history, LGBTQ history in public schools, which is very important because, you know, Ray, all the clothes and everything that shapes our kids and either fashion, economics, and art, and even in the sciences, they are in some way, in many ways or another, that it is influenced by gay people, by LGBTQ people. So here, okay, Ray, so here's a question about what would happen to bullies? What do you think about bullies now that
Well, that's a whole different subject because bullies, I mean, bullies are going to be there regardless of what laws you put in place.
But here's what I think, though, when it comes to bullies, though, the reason why they are bullies that, or there are bullies because they are uninformed, they are not tolerant, they grew up hostile, maybe, I'm just, not hostile, but probably uninformed environments that, and I think it would be lessened in schools this time because there's a class about LGBTQ and how people can question their sexuality.
Well, I don't think it's a class about LGBTQ. I think they have to have LGBTQ representation in the history.
Oh, yeah. History.
There's not a specific class on LGBTQ history. They're just asking for inclusion of contributions for people in LGBT.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I mean. Not class, but, you know, a subject or a topic during a semester or something like that. So I think if we have that, it would have a positive
I don't know, because, like, bullying comes mostly, I would say, from my understanding, about 80% of home environment. Mm-hmm. And if the home environments don't change, the children aren't going to change that much at an early age until they get older. And hopefully they grow out of that. Mm-hmm. And like, hey, you know, I can address this, I can do this, and I don't have to worry about what my parents think. So,
okay, so you're talking about parents now. So here's another question. What about parents' rights to explain sexuality to their children? Because they're going to be questioning, oh, in school, I'm being taught that they're LGBTQ. And then the parents would say, what? What's your topic today? I didn't know that.
So, well, I don't think they're going to be teaching sexuality. I think they're going to say that... who would be a good example? They could talk about the Stonewall riots and how that started and what that did to the civil rights changes that came about for LGBTQ people. That doesn't address sexual, that doesn't address who they're sleeping with or what's going on inside people's bedrooms.
Yeah.
But it does address that, hey, back in 1969, these people got pissed off over Judy Garland dying, and they'd had enough bullying, so they fought back. And
yeah,
well, that started the gay rights movement as we know it today.
And then they would start asking, "What are gays?" Right. So,
well, I'm sure it will be age appropriate in the study of what they're doing.
Oh yeah, I'm sure it is. It's just they're going to be. It's just something that they will have to adapt. I guess the parents will have to adapt. Because, of course, there's a history. There's a history of people being whose civil rights are being violated. Are these guys? Who are these people? The LGBTQ community. Oh, who are these people? Oh, these are the people like the lesbians and gays whose sexual preferences are the same as their gender. Oh, and then they would start. I would say the kids would start asking about that too. And I mean, it would open doors. I'm just saying it's going to open doors. Yep. So, yeah. So let's look forward for 2020, 2021, and let's see what happens. It's going to be in New Jersey. And of course, let's see what happens in Texas. That's where we are
right now. Right. So, all right, I'll let you take this geek.
Okay. I kind of like this because although we haven't used this yet, but I haven't used it in this fashion. Okay, so how to turn off FaceTime and avoid Apple's eavesdropping bug. Okay, so there's going to be a release for the fix later this week. So CNN says, a newly discovered privacy bug in Apple's FaceTime software allows users to hear and see the person they are calling without the recipient even picking up. The glitch impacts iPhones and iPads running iOS 12.1 and Apple PCs running macOS Mojave with the newly added group FaceTime feature. Apple confirmed it started disabling the group FaceTime feature for all users, but the issue still impacts one-on-one FaceTime calls. Until the company rolls out a fix later this week, here's how to disable. There's going to be a description how to disable. But before I get to that, just a little background. Some time ago, group FaceTime came out where people can FaceTime as a group, and I think up to four or five people can talk. However, this issue was a problem with the microphone, that somebody can turn on somebody else's microphone or hear people's conversation even though they muted. So that was the problem with the group FaceTime, and they had to do something about it. Now, it's a one-on-one problem with the FaceTime calls, and this is you would want this to be secure. So, okay, let me go on and have more comments on this one. So here's how to disable FaceTime on your Apple device. So open settings on your iPhone or iPad, scroll down and select FaceTime, toggle off the green button at the top of the screen to turn it off on a Mac. And the steps are, open the FaceTime app, go to FaceTime on top of the screen and select turn FaceTime off. It's really easy to turn it off. When the bug is activated, the person who initiated the call is able to hear the live audio on the other person's phone, but the screen gives no indication that their conversation is being transmitted. In some cases, the bug can also show live video for the other person if they press a volume button to dismiss the call. The bug, flagged by tech blog 9to5 Mac, was quickly replicated by people across social media. So this is sad that that iOS 12.1 came out and this was the bug that they introduced. So
my question is, how many of y'all have busted your significant other with this bug? Be like, oh shit, my husband calling. Let me not answer this call. And they hit do not answer. It shows a video of him and his booty call in the bed, your bed with you. Has that happened yet? Has anybody reported that?
Yeah, tell us if that.
Have we had any divorces or breakups yet because of this bug? Because you're calling your boo, and you hear some other voice on the other line like, "Oh, baby, I love this. I love when you rub my feet like that." Blah 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 blah. So that's what I like to hear from. That's what I want to know.
That's what's gonna happen. Let's see what happens. But in any case, so this is a serious bug. Here's something about FaceTime. They touted themselves years ago that FaceTime is HIPAA compliant. HIPAA compliant is the health information portability and accountability. That's the
That was back then when it was just 1-to-1.
Yeah, 1-to-1. And this ultimately violates the 1-to-1 because it is a problem with the 1-on-1, 1-to-1 video. So they really have to fix this. It's a major bug. And that's why, Ray, I kept saying, why would we use WhatsApp instead of using iMessages or using FaceTime and things like that? Because WhatsApp is cross-platform, more secure, encrypted, and doesn't have these kind of problems.
That we know of.
Well, yeah. In FaceTime right now, we know a lot of bugs in it, definitely. That's what's happening. Yeah. But anyway, so yeah. So this is my call to you, Ray, to please... Because you're the only one who doesn't have WhatsApp in our group.
Well, I do have WhatsApp. I just don't use it.
Oh, so we can start messaging that way. We'll see.
No. Messing me through text messaging. I ain't going to be jumping all over a whole bunch of damn apps to talk to people. That's like those fools that used to be on one app and then and you see them and say hi and then they message you on another app you're on. I'm like, motherfucker. Don't be making me jump apps. If I message you on this app, you need to reply to me on this app, not some other damn app. Don't be all... fucked up like that.
Yeah, so. That's the problem, though, because it's right now you're stuck with iMessages, though. Anyway, okay.
I ain't got nothing to be ashamed of. I don't say anything embarrassing. Uh-huh. Well, sometimes I do, but you know.
Yeah, you do. So. All right, let's go to the bizarre.
Okay, Mater, I think you should let me do this to you before you leave Friday.
Really?
I think it would make your trip to the Philippines much more enjoyable.
So if I show my glitter on my testicles, that'd be very, very attractive, I guess.
Yes. So, all right, this week's bizarre. Putting glitter on your dog's testicles is a trend now, apparently. Beloved American prize wizard Bob Barker used to give us a daily reminder to spay and neuter our pets. But if this latest trend hits the mainstream, we should probably just start sterilizing all humans. A glittered dog scrotum. That's where we're at as a society. We're so far up Maslow's pyramid that we're not even dipping our own nutsacks in glitter. We've moved on to our dogs. How far removed from the threat of starving to death do you have to be to pay to have someone to do this? This is the type of thing that is so unnecessarily extravagant that when working classes see it, they start getting an urge to cut off the heads of the rich. Off with their heads. We as a species need a new predator. We've been at the top of the food chain for too long. Somebody hurry up and invent the piss-off artificial intelligence. Humans have become the animal kingdom equivalent of a foppish, ridiculously bewigged French noble whose diet is mostly foie gras and whose hobbies include pretending to be poor and decorating his poodle's balls. There's actually absolutely nothing more foppish in French than glittering a poodle's balls. Mm-hmm. The trend first hit wide public awareness after being shared on the Royal Paul's Pet Salon Facebook page. The North Carolina Pet Salon, however, is not a purveyor of sparkling dog balls. They posted the pictures for entertainment purposes only and assured their customers that they would absolutely not be partaking in testicular bedazzlement. Some people have called the scrotal decoration animal cruelty, but you can at least be satisfied in knowing that the only thing being hurt is these dogs' pride. The glitter, which is edible, is applied to the dog's scrotums with corn syrup, so sugar. It's not dangerous for the dogs who've licked far worse things than their own balls and sugar. Is this really how we're paying our dogs for being the best friends? So, they're actually literally putting glitter on dog balls.
So, well, we don't have dogs right now, but it's going to be, I don't know, it's something, I don't know. Do you think this is a violation of animal rights?
I think it's just something stupid that people got too much money are going to do, or somebody that ain't got something else better to fixate on in their lives to do.
But in parades, you've seen people spray stuff on dogs so they would change
color. Yeah, I mean people dye their dogs different colors and everything. So, you know,
this is no different.
It just goes to show that a majority of us here in America have more money than we know what to do with. And our priorities are in the wrong place, which is how we got the president elected that we have.
Mm-hmm. Wow. This is your third dig on the president, Ray. Oh, my God.
I'm done with his ass. Done.
Oh, my God.
Just done.
Maybe we should put the glittery sugar on his testicles.
You think they look like Cheetos.
Oh, that's right. Do you think Melania would like that? Probably not. I don't know.
Probably not.
Anyway, so what if gays do this or guys do this? Not necessarily gays, but guys do this for their partner. Hey, surprise! I have a lickable ball with sugar, sparkling sugar on my balls.
Oh no! I think you need to ask Marvin that question.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes.
He has a story about that.
Should ask Marvin if you can put edible glitter on his balls.
We can ask him. All right. So I guess that's the show for the...
That's it.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, I hope you have a good trip to South Asia and enjoy spending time with your family. If you go to the South Philippines, it was nice knowing you. Okay. I just want to know, where do you want your head and body to be buried?
Well, I don't think my balls... My head will be separate. I'm not going to the South, so don't worry. You don't have to.
Well, they like to decapitate people down there, so I just want to be sure.
Yeah, they do. I know some people. I know about the Abu Sayyaf in the South, but I'm not going to the South, so don't worry about it.
Do you have enough spam in your suitcases to bribe people?
Yeah, I do. I do have enough. All right. So actually, we're going to take a break for a few weeks, and I'll be in the Philippines. I'll be in my ancestral home. And I'm going to take a break, and we'll come back around the last week of February. So will be there, and then probably post some pictures on Facebook. Maybe we'll see. Maybe I will. My Fear Factor food. I can post that. I can send you my Fear Factor food.
You eat some balut while you're there.
Some balut. Eat some sisig. Some pig's ears yeah. You can do that. All right. I guess that's it. Well, I'm gonna miss you guys. Miss you all. And we're gonna be back in a couple of weeks. So visit our Facebook page. Our articles that we talked about, they're all in our Facebook page. So it's facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@gaygeekbizarre.com.
Or you can call and leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327. That's 281-947-2327. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're on Podbean, Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio.
And go to the official website at gaygeekbizarre.com. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll catch you guys on the next show. Bye.
Bye. Happy Valentine's.